You know, it is always an honor and a privilege when we get to talk to members of our armed forces, particularly the members of the best Air Force in the world, our United States Air Force. Now, I'm getting ready to introduce you to a fighter pilot. This fighter pilot is a native of Indiana, born right here in Lafayette, a proud graduate of our Air Force Academy, and they have served in our military overseas. They've flown combat runs and everything, and they're like Top Gun. They fly the F-16s, and their name is Major Rochelle Kimbrell. That's right. It's a sister, the first black female fighter pilot, and she's on our live line. Major, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Did you, I in reading your bio, I saw that you really, when you were young, you wanted to fly. What inspired you to want to be a pilot?
Well, I'll tell you, it was not one thing that inspired me to be a pilot. I actually started out very young wanting to be an astronaut. I rode away to NASA to find out what I had to do in kindergarten to become an astronaut. And by about fourth grade, after continually being impressed by the stars and the sky and the freedom of flight, I decided that I wanted to do it more than just a couple of times, since astronauts a lot of times only get to go into space a few times in their life. I decided I wanted to be a fighter pilot because I get to do that much more often, and the training would be much more fun, now, in my opinion.
Now, you graduated from the Air Force Academy out in Colorado Springs. What was that, 98, and then did you immediately go into, like, earning your wings, or did you have your wings before you graduated from the academy?
I had my private pilot's license at the age of 16, actually, before I got my driver's license. I started flying when I was 14. But for the military, I did not earn my wings until after the academy. So I got a pilot training slot, graduated in May of 98. We were mandated to take our 60 days of leave, and then I started pilot training in August down in Del Rio, Texas, of 1998. And a year later, emerged with my wings.
When you first started flying for real in the Air Force, what kind of equipment were you on? What kind of planes?
So I started out, there was a training program at the academy, which mm-hmm. was T-3s. And that was just a short program. Mm-hmm. It did not earn you your wings. And then when you go to pilot training, I started out in T-37s, mm-hmm. Which is a small jet and subsonic jet. And then T-38s rounds out your training, which is a supersonic jet.
And I know you have been literally stationed at Air Force bases, not only domestically, but all around the world. But I think a lot of our audience, when they heard me say black female fighter pilots, still think that women in the Air Force aren't supposed to be flying stuff that has rockets and the bullets and all that good stuff that they saw Tom Cruise fly back in the day. And I understand you flew some combat sorties. That's the fancy name for missions overseas.
Absolutely. I did. I flew in Operations Northern and Southern Watch, were my combat sorties, and that was prior to the war kicking off.
Did you see any of them MiGs?
I did not see any of the MiGs. They were not flying at that time. We were enforcing the no-fly zone, mm-hmm. And there were no MiGs flying at that time.
So now you started out as a lieutenant. You made it to captain. You're up to major. What's your goals from here?
Well, I'll tell you, Amos. My goals really are just to continue to serve and see where the Air Force needs me. Mm-hmm. I am also a mother of two young children, so my goal is to, you know, prioritize my life and be the best mom that I can while still fulfilling my duty in the Air Force.
What do your kids think of you flying the best fighter in the world, our F-16?
Well, they're still pretty young, so my oldest is about to be 6 in August. So he still thinks just all planes are cool, and he hasn't really put together, you know, what exactly the gravity of what it is that I do. He just thinks planes are cool.
People don't realize the stress in being a fighter pilot. You know, when you're doing those maneuvers, the G-forces, the force of gravity that kind of holds you down in the seat. It's like it's worse than being on any roller coaster at King's Island. Can you describe for the listeners, you know, those kind of feelings that you have when you're taking care of business?
Well, the G's are always are always exhilarating, and it's like a workout in the gym. You know, when you're actually pulling G's, that jet, the F-16 is capable of pulling 9 G's, which is 9 times what the force of gravity puts on you on Earth. So it's pretty extreme. We do wear equipment that assists with that, the G suits that provide pressure to our legs and abdomen to actually push blood back up into your brain so you don't pass out, or G-lock, as it's called. So the stresses that it puts on your body are very, very extreme, specifically when you're flying and you're trying to look over your shoulder and you've got to make sure that you know where the bad guys are, you know where the good guys are, you know what you're not going to hit, what you are going to hit, all sorts of stuff. So you got to have your head on a swivel, and you've got to be physically fit in order to maintain consciousness, alertness, awareness of everything that's going on around you and be able to react instantaneously.
Now, you may not answer this next question because it might be operational security, but how many female fighter pilots do we have in our Air Force?
I would say roughly 70.
Okay.
That's not a hard and fast number. That was last check. It was roughly 70.
And now you were the first sister. Are you still the only sister? We got some more.
Well, there was one other that I knew of. I'm not sure if she's still in active duty Air Force or not. Mm-hmm. And there is one young lady that I know that is currently going through pilot training, trying to get a fighter slot. So, and to my knowledge, we would be the only two who have been, and then third to be. And you know, a lot of times there's confusion that I just became the first Black female fighter pilot, but that actually happened in 2000. I graduated Luke. So it's been 12 years. It's just that it wasn't recognized for 6.
Well, and also know that your family has a connection to Purdue.
Yes, my father went to Purdue University and got his PhD in civil engineering, and that's when I was born in Lafayette.
We're going to have to talk to that new president-elect of Purdue University. He's going to have you come on the campus. And you and your dad do a lecture and kind of, you know, inspire other students to emulate you. And I know with the culture of the Air Force, you as the pilot, you are just the tip of a large pyramid that keeps you and the other pilots flying. And that's the ground crew. That's the people that make sure that F-16 and all of the aircraft do what they need to do. And I know you couldn't be successful without them.
That's absolutely true. I could not fix my own jet.
Major, it is an honor and a privilege to have the honor of talking to you, not only for the living history that you have accomplished for African Americans, but the living history that you and all of the men and women of our armed forces and the men and women of our Air Force do every day to protect our freedom and the freedom of peoples all around the world. And on behalf of all of us, you know, I want to salute and honor you and all of them. For what you guys do every day. It's a great thing. We do have the best Air Force in the world, and I know you guys are going to keep it that way.
That's right. Have it any other way.
Major Rochelle Kimbrell. See, in a couple of years, she's going to be a bird colonel.
It's hoping.
Hey, you know, prayer works.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for being with us. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too. Thank you.